Going Linux, episode 343, High DPI Auto Detection in Ubuntu Mate. Welcome to the Going Linux podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy. Whether you are new to Linux, upgrading from Windows to Linux, or just thinking about moving to Linux, this podcast will provide you with valuable information and advice that will help you in going Linux. We hope that you'll find this and all of our episodes helpful in learning about Linux and open source applications and using them to get things done. In today's episode, High DPI Auto Detection in Ubuntu Mate. Hi, everybody. I'm back from vacation. Bill is working, I think, as we record this or as I record this. So just me again. But I've got some new information for you that I think you'll find interesting, especially if you are using Ubuntu Mate. But we have some information in here for users of other Linux distributions as well. So you may be aware that in addition to writing books on Ubuntu Mate, I've been assisting the Ubuntu Mate project in writing the Ubuntu Mate guide that you'll find in most recent releases of the operating system under the Accessories category in the menus. As part of that effort for Ubuntu Mate's 18.04 release, I've been more thoroughly documenting the features of Ubuntu Mate, and especially the new features for high-resolution screens. The ability to auto-detect and adjust for high-resolution 4K screens promises to make setting up for these displays automatic, like it should be. Support for high-resolution computer displays. They're referred to sometimes as high DPI or 4K displays, is still being perfected. Not all Linux distributions provide settings that behave well in high resolution mode, and in fact, most are somewhat clunky. Without scaling, you may find that 4K displays, like screens on such modern laptops as the Dell XPS 13 or external 4K monitors, have tiny icons and fonts that make them difficult to see and use. With high DPI support, Ubuntu Mate now lets you take advantage of the full resolution of your beautiful 4K display and still have everything readable. Some Linux distributions offer easy scaling options that allow you to adjust for high resolution settings manually, but many allow you to make settings only in whole numbers. That means if 1.5 is the best scaling factor for you, you must choose between 1, or no scaling, or 2. We've discussed this topic in the past and have even published an article on how to adjust display settings, font sizes, icon sizes, and the like to make your high-resolution screen usable. There'll be a link in the show notes. We also have included a link to an Ubuntu Mate forum post that provides workarounds for applications that still won't support HDPI despite those settings. In addition, we have suggestions from the Arch Wiki site for different desktop environments from GNOME through KDE, XFCE, Cinnamon, and Enlightenment. And Derek Dieners, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly, Derek, his article on addictive tips adds Unity and Budgie to this list, and we'll include a link to his article in the show notes as well. The common wisdom appears to be that of Linux desktop environments, Cinnamon, which is provided on Linux Mint, and Unity, provided on older versions of Ubuntu, do the best out of the box with high-resolution monitors, while most others have, until now, required command-line tweaks or similar manual adjustments to the display settings. With the 18.04 release, the Ubuntu Mate team is releasing a utility for the Mate desktop that automatically can detect your 4K display and set the appropriate screen scaling for you. Ubuntu Mate allows you to make the decision as to whether to use high DPI scaling or not, so you can choose between automatically adjust for scaling, force scaling for HDPI, or turn off scaling and handle things manually. If you choose the manual setting, any scaling settings are up to you to make, and the suggestions in the articles we've linked to may be of some help for you. Whether you are using Ubuntu Mate or another distribution, whether you're using automatic high DPI settings or whether you're setting them manually, before you begin modifying your screen settings, if it wasn't selected by default, you should ensure that your display is set to the highest resolution available. If supported, this will be the 4K resolution of your high DPI display. Ubuntu Mate makes changing the screen resolution quite easy. Changing monitor preferences is accomplished by selecting from the menus the Control Center and then Displays. If your monitor is not on by default, click on the black rectangle that represents the monitor you want to adjust and choose the On setting. When the display is switched to On, the rectangle will be in color. Now select the resolution you prefer. The list includes all of the resolutions that your monitor is capable of displaying. To apply the settings, click the Apply button. The new configuration is set temporarily. If you don't confirm the settings, for example, if the settings don't work properly, after a short delay, the configuration will automatically revert to the previous settings. If the settings do work and they are what you want, click on the button that says Keep This Configuration. That will confirm your changes. Now, let me describe how you can make changes to the high DPI auto detect settings in Ubuntu Mate. First, open the Mate Tweak application by selecting Menu, Control Center, then Mate Tweak. Choose the Windows icon in the pane on the left side of the Mate Tweak window. And in the High DPI section, adjust the setting labeled Select a Windows Scaling Factor. You can choose Auto Detect to have Ubuntu Mate automatically detect and set High DPI window scaling whenever it detects a high resolution monitor. You would choose Regular if you never want scaling applied. And you would choose High DPI if you want Ubuntu Mate to force scaling in all cases for HDPI screens. Your new HDPI settings will take effect immediately. There is no need to log out. And that's really all there is for high resolution monitor support in Ubuntu Mate. You have a choice between automatically choosing a scaling factor for your high DPI display, shutting off the auto detection of high DPI so that you can make all of the settings manually, or you can force high DPI settings whenever Ubuntu Mate detects a 4K or other high DPI monitor. If you're using Ubuntu Mate, I hope you find this new feature helpful. And if you're using another Linux distribution other than an older version of Ubuntu or Linux Mint or some other distribution that's providing scaling automatically, hopefully as the development continues, your distribution of Linux will have high DPI scaling provided for you. In our next episode, I'm hoping to have Bill back, and it will be a listener feedback episode. Until then, you can go to our website at goinglinux.com for articles and show notes, as well as links to download and subscribe. We are the website for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done. And if you'd like, you can participate directly with our friendly and helpful community members by joining the discussion in our Going Linux Podcast Google Plus community. Until next time, thanks for listening. Theme music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.